Hello, welcome to the Tuesday, June 18, 2013 edition of the Sands Internet Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm the recording from Washington, D.C. Google and the mobile anti-malware company Lookout are involved in a pretty interesting debate showing some of the difficulties in determining if software is actually malware. What's not disputed is that there were 32 applications in the Google Play Store that included a component known as bad news. The problem is that it's not really clear what bad news was intended to do. According to Lookout, bad news is intentionally sending SMS spam to other users of the phone that installed bad news. Now, the problem is that Google is not able to confirm that, and Google actually claims that bad news is not really doing anything. Regardless, Google has removed the applications that included bad news because they did violate Google's developer agreement. But Lookout is saying that Google just didn't look close enough and that bad news is like many malware samples built to avoid detection and only sending the spam SMS messages for brief amounts of time. So for example, if Google would have just run the application, which is a very common sort of quick malware analysis techniques where you actually just look at how the application behaves, it may just not have observed, basically waited long enough to see the application send malicious or spammy SMS messages. And BlackBerry released a security advisory affecting its recently released BlackBerry C10. The problem here is a privilege escalation vulnerability. Now, these vulnerabilities typically are important for mobile devices like the BlackBerry C10 because they are commonly used to jailbreak, unlock, root, or whatever you want to call it, the device. This, of course, could then be used to evade additional security controls that an administrator, for example, an enterprise that tries to manage the device, imposed on the user. Of course, these kind of exploits would be willingly applied by the user of the device to evade these security controls. These scenarios are less likely for an outsider to break into the device. However, that could also happen if the attacker has physical access to the device. BlackBerry did include steps in its advisories to outline workarounds administrator could apply to prevent this specific exploit. And according to BlackBerry, this exploit has not actually been attempted in a real attack. And if you are using Solus VM to manage your virtual hosting infrastructure, it's time to patch. An exploit has been released that allows full access to all virtual machines hosted with this particular software, where hosting is managed using this particular software. In addition, it appears that the software does store passwords in clear text. And of course, once the attacker has control of the hosting software, they also have access to these passwords. The exploit is still available, and at least one hosting company says that they were already exploited using the particular vulnerability. There are actually apparently a couple of different vulnerabilities here, and the exploit that I have seen looks pretty straightforward. Looks like a combination of SQL injection and then also command injection in the PHP code of Solus VM's admin interface. A patch is available, so download it and apply it quickly. And according to German IT news magazine Heise, Groupon still hasn't resolved an issue that Heise brought to Groupon's attention back in February. Apparently, multiple Groupon users received spam email with personal information that could only have been retrieved from Groupon. Groupon promised an investigation and a report by April, but well, it's June now and there is still still no report, according to Heise. If you've seen any of these emails, let us know, or if you're a Groupon user and do receive a suspect spam that you think may be linked to this event. Well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.